Colossians chapter 3. If you then were raised with the Messiah, desire those things which are above, where the Messiah sits at the right hand of Elohim. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with the Messiah in Elohim. When the Messiah who is our life shall appear, then you also shall appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death the parts of your earthly nature, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of Elohim comes on the sons of disobedience. You also once walked in these when you lived in them. But now you also put away all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie one to another, since you have put off the old nature with its deeds, and have embraced the new nature, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created it. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but the Messiah is all and in all. So embrace, as the elect of Elohim, holy and beloved, a spirit of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a quarrel against anyone, even as the Messiah forgave you, so you must do. And above all these things, embrace love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of Elohim, to which also you are called in one body, rule in your hearts. And be thankful. Let the word of the Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Yeshua. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Master Yeshua the Messiah, giving thanks to Elohim the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as it is fitting in Yeshua. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to Yeshua. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey your masters in all things according to the flesh, serving not only when they are watching, as the servants of men, but in singleness of heart, fearing Elohim. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as for Yeshua and not for men. Knowing that from Yeshua you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Master the Messiah. But he who does wrong will receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no partiality.